and I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a veteran OHL defenseman who has not only had a strong career on the ice, but also making a big difference in his community. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Gabriel Velarde of the Windsor Spitfires. He had 9 points in 3 games last week, with 4 goals and 5 assists, and was a +4. The 17-year-old, who hails from Kingston, is expected to be a top choice in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft and competed in the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Quebec City back in January. He's put up strong numbers this season, with 59 points through 43 games, and is the third Spitfire to earn the weekly Player of the Week honors this season. Meantime, a player who's now in his 4th season in the Ontario Hockey League is Garrett McFadden of the Guelph Storm. He has an OHL championship ring to his credit from his rookie year, and has not only continued to have a strong OHL career on the ice, but is making a huge difference with what's known as McFadden's movement. He'll tell us about that in a moment, but we started our conversation discussing his 4 years in the OHL.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great experience so far. I think coming in as a 16-year-old, getting to play with some pretty unbelievable players and make a playoff run early and, you know, get all the way to a Mem Cup final was, you know, definitely a crazy way to start. And, you know, since then, the last 3 years have all been really, really awesome. And, you know, I love playing in the OHL, and I love, you know, being able to compete at the highest major junior level.
As a guy who's a veteran in the league, you see young players coming in now. Is that a reminder you might have for them, is don't take anything for granted? You got to go on a long playoff run, an OHL championship, as you mentioned, Memorial Cup final, but you just never know when it's going to happen again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, kind of looking back and you know, being 16 years old and just learning about the league feels like yesterday. So, you know, with the young team that we have, I think that's, you know, a big thing that I like to talk about and tell those guys that, you know, you got to work hard every single day, because all of a sudden 4 years goes by and, you know, it goes by so quickly. So, you know, you got to make the most of each opportunity.
Have you felt, if you go back to the way you were as a 16-year-old, the number of people you've crossed paths with that are, you know, going to be friends for life, the people that, you know, there's some you'll talk to on a regular basis, some that you might cross paths somewhere and say, you know, you can look back and sort of exchange those stories?
Yeah, it's obviously you make a lot of connections through, you know, playing a lot of years in a certain league and playing in one spot, you know, with trades and everything like that. People come and go, and you know, I think we're all in a lucky position to kind of get to know the people that we get to know, and you know, it's great to make a lot of friends in and around the league.
Garrett, this season you've certainly been involved not only on the ice with the Guelph Storm, but in the community, and certainly taken an active role in a new initiative. I'll let you fill people in on what has come about here.
Yeah, so I mean, I started a movement, McFadden's movement, we like to call it, and you know, basically just going in and talking to young athletes and minor hockey teams in and around the Guelph area about, you know, the seriousness around mental health and having a good mental health, and, you know, making sure that every single day you're feeling the way you're supposed to be. And, you know, obviously talking about the stigma behind being a hockey player and being, you know, tough or more durable than the average person. And, you know, with that, there comes, you know, keeping things inside that maybe you don't feel so good about. So for me, teaching these young kids about what it's like to feel certain emotions and, you know, what kind of resources they have behind times when they're not feeling so good.
And has that been an important thing for you over your time in the OHL, is just sort of knowing that, you know what, hey, there's some ups, there's downs, trying to balance things? And, you know, we kind of talk behind the scenes, sometimes you get a day off where you kind of need that mental break. And I know that's different than mental health, that's a different issue, but just knowing, you know, you need to take care of things, not only physically, but mentally as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, going into any year, you're going to go through ups and downs. You know, it's a long season, 68 games. So, you know, there's emotions going on every single day. And I think, you know, being a hockey player and playing at the level that we all do, you know, there's not a day that goes by where you don't face some type of adversity. So, you know, being able to kind of talk about that and share my experiences with these kids and kind of teach them that it's completely normal to go through hard times and, you know, days where you're not feeling your best, but, you know, you're always going to come out on top.
Why does this mean so much to you?
Yeah, when I was in grade 9, I lost a family friend to suicide. And I think from then on, you know, I, mental health was something that I learned about quickly and you know, I take pretty seriously. So I think, you know, wanting to make a difference and knowing that, you know, I'm in a position where a lot of young kids, you know, can take what I say and really relate to it. You know, what better way to kind of get out there and you know, help out as many kids as I possibly can.
Between McFadden's movement, the Talk Today program in the Ontario Hockey League that has really evolved since you've come into the league, you found that's been a nice fit to really break the stigma, getting the word out there so people can talk.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, just amongst, you know, guys in the league, I think you get to learn a little bit more about, what, like I said, what kind of resources are there for you. And, you know, I think the CMHA has done a really good job in the talk today and, you know, obviously with helping me out with McFadden's movement.
Has it been rewarding for you to see the progress that's been made, the growth, and through, you know, talking, through fundraising and things like that?
Yeah, it's obviously it's cool to see, you know, people kind of come together and everyone kind of get on board and know that, you know, this is something that we really need to talk about and discuss. And, you know, things like this can happen so quickly. And, you know, it's great to see the support that you know, everyone's giving.
That was Guelph Storm defenseman Garrett McFadden. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and we have a new number one club. The St. John Sea Dogs of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League have taken over the number one spot, followed by the OHL's Erie Otters. Also from the OHL, the London Knights at number four, the Sioux Greyhounds at five, the Owen Sound Attack at eight, and honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. The 2017 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, comes up next week in Toronto. It is played March 14th to 18th. Check out the complete schedule at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. It's a great opportunity to check out players who you may see in an OHL uniform next season. From players who are coming into the Ontario Hockey League to those that are having success beyond their OHL career through the OHL Education Program, congratulations to 11 OHL grads who recently won the Atlantic Conference Championship with St. Francis Xavier University. They include goaltender Brandon Hope, defenseman Craig Dunnick and Max Iafredi, forwards Bryson Cianfroni, Michael Clark, Holden Cook, Anthony DeFruscia, Christoph Kontos, Eric Locke, Nathan Pancel, and Sam Studnicka. Certainly an opportunity for players to continue their success on the ice through the OHL Education Program. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.